starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
I don't know, Jeff. I've been thinking about it, dog. But I hear you can't trust those war dogs.
That's not true, Mr. Brown. I read all about them in the 4-H magazine. Once they get rehabilitated, they're just like they were before.
Doberman's a good watchdog. 5 years old, huh?
He must be brave, too, or he wouldn't have gotten 2 medals.
I'll be driving over to Capital City tomorrow morning to pick up some feed. I'll take a look at him.
Do you know where the animal shelter is?
No, but I'll find it.
I'll call Mr. Hofstetter and tell him you're coming.
Good enough.
Is it okay if I come by tomorrow and see if you got him?
Sure thing. Say hello to the folks now.
I will. Bye.
Bye. The other barn. Don't want to run around loose, you know, until he gets to know the place.
Can we see him?
Sure. Why don't you go let him out while I get some ice for the milk cooler?
He isn't dangerous, is he?
Dangerous? No, he's as playful as a puppy.
Oh, good.
Of course, I don't know. You got a lot of soft meat on you, Porky. He might figure you could spare a bite or two.
Well, he's just kidding. What's his name, Mr. Brown?
Yank.
Come on, Porky. You sure it's all right, Mr. Brown?
Go on, boy.
Hello, Yank. Come here, fella. Come on, Yank. Is he friendly? Sure. Come here, Yank. Boy. Don't be afraid. Pet him. It's a good dog.
Go put something on it. I'll close the pen.
No, you stay here.
But I'm not afraid.
I know you're not, but you stay. Let me get this cleaned up.
We better get out of here. Call Lassie. There
must have been a reason.
Where are you going?
I want to see something.
Jim Brown said to stay away from him.
What happened, Yank? You're a good dog, Yank. Yes, you are. I sure wish you could talk so you could tell me.
Jeff!
Get out of there.
He's all right, Mr. Brown.
Get out.
Come on, Lassie. No, Yank. You stay in.
I told you to stay out of there. Don't you listen to anything anybody tells you?
He wouldn't hurt me with Lassie around. And anyway, I don't think he's a bad dog.
Then why do you attack Mr. Brown?
I don't know, but he's not bad.
Oh,
You two better go on home.
What are you going to do?
Never mind. Go on home.
You're not going to shoot him.
Go on.
Are you?
Stop nagging, Jeff. Go on home like I told you.
You can't shoot him, Mr. Brown. You can't.
All right. I won't shoot him. Now go on.
He's getting mad at us, Jeff. We'd better go.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's in the 4-H magazine?
Yes, I'm sure. Last year's, I think.
What you doing?
Hi, Gramps.
Hi.
Looking for an article. See, Gramps, do you remember that article I showed you on how they rehabilitate war dogs? It's in the 4-H magazine.
Yeah, it seems to me like I do.
You remember how long ago it was?
Well, that's something else again. Oh, a couple of months, I guess.
No, it was longer than that.
Well, I don't rightly recall. Oh, speaking of war dogs, Lem Purdy just passed by and said Jim Brown was going to put that dog away.
Put him away?
Yeah, Frank Weaver's going up there in the morning. Well, it's the best thing, I reckon.
Did you hear that, Porky? We got to find this article. Here it is. Sometimes happens that a war dog, even though completely rehabilitated, may respond to something that was part of his combat training. In other words, if a war dog who has gone through rehabilitation should suddenly attack or become aggressive, look for a reason associated with his previous combat training. See?
See what? There's a reason for Yank attacking Jim Brown.
Well, sure, he wanted to kill him.
Then why didn't he attack us?
I don't know. But I'm sure glad he didn't.
Jeff, supper in 10 minutes.
Wow, I gotta go.
Wait a minute, Porky. You gotta help me.
Help you what?
Jeff, did you hear me?
Yes, I heard.
Porky, we can't let him put Yank away.
Well, how are we gonna stop him? You heard your cramp say that Doc Weaver's going out of Jim Brown's in the morning.
Shh. I know, but I got a plan. All you gotta do is meet me at 4:00.
4:00 when?
Tomorrow morning.
Are you crazy?
Shh. Look, Porky, we're blood brothers. We made a pact.
I didn't make a pact to get up at 4:00 in the morning.
But we gotta save Yank. He's a war hero. He fought in the army for you and me.
What's that got to do with getting up at 4:00?
I told you, I got a plan. Just meet me on the road in front of Jim Brown's at 4:00 by the big rock.
What's the plan?
Well, I figure that if we can find
Jeff,
out...
watch out. Oh, Porky, you better go on home, honey.
No, I'm going. Okay?
Okay.
Bye, Miss Miller.
Goodbye, dear. What's going on?
Nothing.
I know that butter wouldn't melt in your mouth, look.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mom.
All right. Go on, wash up. Bad you can't talk. All right, then. It's too bad I can't understand you.
Thank you.
I'm late. I should have set the alarm clock earlier. What you got in the bag? Some stuff for Yank to eat.
You gonna feed him at 4 o'clock in the morning? Is that what you got me up for?
No, I told you. I got a plan, but we gotta go get Yank first. Come on.
Wait a minute. I'm not going anyplace till I find out what I'm going for.
Don't you trust me?
Well, sure,
then
but...
Then come on.
Careful, Jeff. Come on, Yank. Come on. Don't be afraid. Here, give me the bag. Boy, look at those teeth. I don't. Come on, Lassie. Come on, Yank. Here, go down to the lake and get me some water. Lassie, I'm going to leave you here with Yank until after school, and then I'll be back. Trouble for a dog that doesn't even belong to you. Doesn't make any difference who he belongs to. He's a good dog, and I'm gonna prove it. That's good. Let's go.
Jeff, up.
he's up for dawdling. Jeff?
I'm coming.
I get it. Hello? Oh, yeah, Jim. Oh, he did, eh?
Sit down, eat your cereal.
Well, I'll keep an eye open. Yeah, I reckon he would. Bye, Jim. Jim Brown, that war dog you got for him broke loose last night. Figured he'd be heading toward the lake. Jim's gone gunning for him.
Jeff, what's the matter? Where are you going?
I gotta do something.
Well, now, just a minute. You haven't even had your breakfast.
But I gotta go down to the lake.
What for?
Bacon's burning.
Oh, Jeff, come back here. What's gotten into you? Now, Jeff, what is it?
Well, Lassie's down at the lake. She's in a cave with Yank.
What are you talking about? Who's Yank?
The war dog. I went up and got him early this morning.
Why?
Because I didn't want them to put him away. There's nothing wrong with him.
Oh, now, Jeff, he attacked Jim Brown. That means he's still vicious.
No, it doesn't. After I got back, I read that article in the magazine again. I think I know why he attacked. All I want is a chance to prove it. If I'm wrong, then they can kill him.
See if you can get Jim.
If he's home, let me talk to him.
Jenny, George Miller. Ring Jim Brown for me, will you?
We better get back. Jim will be there.
Well, I gotta go in and blow off the lantern.
All right, boy. All right. It's a good dog.
Okay, let's go. Come on, Yank. Stay out here. Stay.
Morning, George.
Oh, morning, Jim.
What's going on here?
Did you bring the coat?
Yes, but what's it all about?
I just want to try and prove that there was a reason for Yank's attacking. He's in the barn now. Is it okay if I let him out?
What do you want to see him do? Take another piece out of me?
He won't, Mr. Brown. I know he won't.
All right. Let him out.
Come on, Yank. Call him, Mr. Brown.
Here, Yank.
Pet him. Oh, pet him. There, you see how friendly he is? Now maybe I can show you why he attacked. Come here, Yank. Come on. Will you put that coat on, please?
It's in the pickup.
Let me know when you got the coat on.
It's on. Be
careful. Oh, Mr. Brown, no! Oh,
Sarge used to wear. I guess he was trained to attack it when he saw one.
You're a smart boy, Jeff. You know, I should have known. My nephew sent me that coat from Korea. Kind of a souvenir. Thanks.
Here, Yank.